Now let's get into the chapter. I'm reading at verse 1, Mark 15. And straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried away and delivered him to Pilate. Now the reason that they did that was this, that the Sanhedrin had already condemned Jesus to die, but they could not carry out the execution. Only Rome could do that. Therefore, this body had to appeal to the Roman court for the execution of the death penalty. Now, that charge which they had brought against him at the Sanhedrin, that would not stand up before Pilate. And so they met early the next morning to formulate charges that would stand up before the Roman court and to make legal the illegal action of the night before. Now will you notice verse 2, and Pilate asked him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answering said unto him, "Thou sayest it." You see, Pilate was the Roman governor in Jerusalem at this time. And when I say in Jerusalem, he just happened to be in Jerusalem. And he didn't just really happen to be there. He really stayed down at Caesarea. He liked that place. It was on the sea coast, and it was a delightful climate. He didn't like Jerusalem, and he only came up there at feast times to keep down any riots. The Roman government just didn't permit riots and didn't permit protest marches and that type of thing. And that's the reason that they stood for about 1,000 years as a great world empire. I think that present-day nations need to take note. Now, will you notice, he was a politician. And expediency rather than Roman justice was the motivating force in this man's life. And he actually sought to release Jesus, frankly, if you'll notice that, but he couldn't get the cooperation of Jesus as he wanted it. And yet at the same time, of course, he wanted to please the religious rulers, and he'd have to have the cooperation of the Lord Jesus. I think Pilate is a typical example of a cheap politician who is unloosed from the noble moorings of honesty and integrity and carries water on both shoulders, seeking to compromise and to try to please all sides. And when you do that, you please no one. Now I'm reading verse 2. Pilate asked him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answering said unto him, "Thou sayest it." Art you right? And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee." And Pilate was amazed and shocked to have a prisoner before him who would not defend himself. I imagine that other prisoners went to great length to defend themselves. But this prisoner was different. He didn't defend himself, and he won't know why. But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. Now when we get to the Gospel of John, you'll find out that there was a great deal of interplay back and forth between Pilate and the religious rulers as Pilate actually sought to deliver Jesus. And he took him on the inside, you remember, and talked to him. Then he came back out and then took him in again, hoping to get his cooperation. But he found out that he had to stand on his own 2 feet and make a decision relative to Jesus Christ. And that's what every man has to do, and every woman for that matter.